Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
State of Florida versus Casey Marie Anthony. As to the charge of first-degree murder, we, the jury, find the defendant not guilty.
You cannot convict someone until they've had their day in court.
All right, so the verdict is read. The Casey Anthony case is what's on the public's mind. How about yours? 800-510-8255. We'll spend a good deal of time in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show surveying what's been said on television, on radio, the television info. A lot of the things on the internet are what people have used to judge, if you will, this lady and the proceedings. Are you outraged? Pretty much stayed away from all of this stuff on this program and other programs I've done because it's a pretty nasty, negative circumstance. So what is the reason that she was found not guilty? And are you upset about it? Do you think the evidence was clear? And why didn't she convict? You know, the old, if the glove doesn't fit, you can't convict routine. The jury only out for, what, 11 hours? So what's the deal? 800-510-8255. A recap, if you will, of the Casey Anthony trial from the 48-hour special that was on CBS.
It began 3 years ago with a mystery.
My daughter's been missing for the last 31 days.
That turned into an unthinkable crime.
This morning, a bag of bones was found, a skull detached. They believe it to be the body of Kaylee Anthony.
A community outrage.
She's a criminal.
A family.
Get up.
Torn apart.
What we've been through.
Shut up!
Get up!
Has been hell.
And a nation.
A horrific discovery.
2-year-old Kaylee Anthony.
Focused on one woman.
People hate her.
She's been portrayed as an evil person.
Is she an evil person? Casey Anthony, the subject of our discussion. Talk Radio in review. 800-510-8255. The poll today. You'll follow this at DougSteffen.com. What is your reaction to the Casey Anthony verdict? A, it was right. She's innocent. B, was all the jury could do. The prosecution didn't prove its case. C, hard to say since we don't have all the info that the jury had. D, it's an outrage. She's getting away with murder, literally. E, who's Casey Anthony? 800-510-8255. Maybe you could, if you're interested in responding, take one of those positions. And go to Facebook as well. Follow it on Facebook.com/ Good Day Show. That's a way for you to have your input as well. The different stages of the Casey Anthony trial as highlighted in that special edition.
91 witnesses. 30 days of testimony.
You're looking at a human skull.
It has a darkened band at the portion of the hair.
The chloroform was shockingly hot.
It's junk science, and it's never been tested.
Stunning revelations.
There was a dead body in the back of Casey Anthony's car.
It smelled like something had died in the car.
She threw the garbage in the trunk of her car. That's where the smell comes from.
And a family accused.
Casey was 8 years old, and her father came into her room and began to touch her inappropriately.
This whole family has been on trial.
Have you ever sexually molested your daughter?
No, sir.
Disturbing evidence.
The pelvis and the lower legs more than likely was dragged to this area.
It's a fantasy of forensics, is what it is.
And even more disturbing, behavior.
Did the defendant participate in the hot body contest?
Yes, sir.
I think the most difficult part of this case is obviously Casey Anthony's behavior.
There is no evidence linking her to anything to do with the death of this child, period.
3 years of questions.
Casey did not murder Caitlin. It's that simple.
finally, a shocking verdict.
My daughter will ask me, what did you do today? And I can say I saved a life.
Not guilty. So say we all.
So, I, again, have been one of these people who pushed this thing off because it just looked like the reference is made there to a fantasy of forensics. Just looked like a media, another mayhem created by the media, i.e. media mayhem. What say you on this? 800-510-8255. So if, in fact, she didn't do it, who did? 800-510-8255. On Facebook, Tam Bree says, I can't believe those people. What else do they need to prove wrongdoing? No justice has been done. Michelle says she is disgusted like most normal people are. Casey is a modern-day Lizzie Borden. Joel says, there's our justice system for you. Kim writes, if I was her neighbor, I'd wait for her on her porch, give her a beatdown of her life, and then call the police on myself to cart me off to jail on assault charges, where I'd be given cigarettes and ice cream for my deed. All right, the treatment in jail, what's the deal with this young woman? 800-510-8255. This thing has exploded. Not that there aren't a lot of stories, but it is a really amazing thing how, look at the headlines, for example. Anthony cleared of murdering Kaylee. Anthony lawyers blast cable news after acquittal. Just I can pick any number. Casey Anthony not guilty. Jury clears Casey Anthony. Bizarre. Casey Anthony acquitted of murder. You see everywhere this thing. So should it be guarded or is this it? 800-510-8255. Well, I get into some of the talk radio coverage of this in a moment here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
I'm in the, we use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings.
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings.
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're gonna get some savings. Savings.
Much better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
It's the buy one, get one free sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts, which means it's a great time to double your buying power with buy one, get one free offers on select quality parts and accessories for your car or truck. Shop today and save during the buy one, get one free sale at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ever wonder what would happen if you pushed the OnStar button in your pre-owned GM vehicle? If you're not an OnStar subscriber already, press the blue OnStar button now, and you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. That includes automatic help in a crash, navigation, remote door unlock, and more. So push the blue button now and ask for 3 months on us. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
800-510-8255. The story of Casey Anthony and Kaylee. And will that live on? Coming up, a discussion of how the Casey Anthony trial focuses on the jury system from Alan Dershowitz. Up now, though, is talk host Bruce St. James, Pamela Hughes, and Rob Hunter talking about this not guilty verdict.
Wow. Not guilty on any of the manslaughter or murder charges, guilty only of lying to a police officer.
Or the child abuse, the aggravated child abuse charges.
In other words, they don't believe she had anything to do with the death of the child. Or that the prosecution didn't prove it. They couldn't prove it. Thank you for that. And that is a true correction. That there was no way, they could not prove it.
Holy cow.
You
know,
what they tell you, too, when you're a jury, is they have to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. And I think with the evidence in this case, not that I followed it that closely, but there's no concrete evidence, no DNA evidence that says Casey Anthony absolutely murdered her daughter Kaylee.
Yeah.
There was none of that evidence.
No. There isn't. And you know, there's an argument. There is a tremendous argument that we've now set a standard, and you'll hear prosecutors say that we've all as a people watched way too much CSI.
Yeah.
And we believe the jury, the layman now, well, if you don't have some DNA evidence, well, obviously they didn't do it. You know, and the prosecutors say, you've really set a really high bar. Not every case has irrefutable DNA evidence, and that didn't used to be beyond a reasonable doubt. Nowadays, just not having DNA is used as reasonable doubt, and we've set the bar real high.
Well, I mean, you got to keep in mind, this was a life or death situation for her. I mean, she was facing capital first degree murder on these charges here, and even if she didn't get the capital first degree, she was looking at life without the possibility of parole.
Wow.
Even on the aggravated child abuse charge, she was facing 30 years in prison. So to put this all into perspective, right now, being guilty on those four, providing false information to a police officer charges, she could face up to a year in prison for each count. So she went from death to 4 years.
Right.
And this is it. She can't be charged again with this crime.
No, that would be double jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Unless they could prove jury tampering of some sort. So, yeah, that listen, I do not follow trials like this. I make no bones about it. I'm offended on a certain level when I see these trials made into soap operas, because I think it cheapens all the other tragedies, especially when it comes to children or missing blonde girls or whatnot that go on, and the idea that I'm supposed to care about some more than others. Having said that, it seemed that this was the right for TV one, where you had the young mom, you had the narrative in there, and you had a mom who was, is it fair to say, less than sympathetic, Pamela?
Well, yeah. I mean, the prosecution painted her as a young mom who was not ready to give up her lifestyle of partying and shopping and hanging out with her friends to raise a 2-year-old. That's what the prosecutors painted her as.
Mm-hmm.
And they even went on to say, you know, in those 30 days where Kaylee was missing and mom didn't report her missing, she was out partying and shopping and doing those things. And so you had a lot of experts coming up prior to this verdict saying they're going to find her guilty on something, because you don't just not, you know, report somebody missing, especially your 2-year-old child, for 30 days.
She is a less than sympathetic sort, in my opinion. Looking at her, the term white trash comes to mind. 800-510-8255 at 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. but it won't last long. Only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653 or shop online at goberkey.com. That's go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. So the Casey Anthony trial, the evidence, et cetera, what she was like. Is she welled up with tears and her lips tremble? Is she an actress? The once you look at the verdict, you say not guilty of killing her two-year-old daughter. So what's the story? The folks outside the courthouse were yelling, "Justice for Kaylee." One man yelled, "Baby killer." The most disputed and dissected verdict probably since O.J. Simpson back in 1995. She's cleared of murder, manslaughter, and child abuse charges. And yet, she didn't report the child missing for 30 days. She's 25 years old, and less than sympathetic would be the way that I would, if you look at her and watch, I just think she isn't much to write home about. At any rate, if she didn't do it, then who did? Here's the defense attorney revealing their theory of how and why Kaylee Anthony died.
In his opening argument, attorney Baez said Casey had a reason to lie about Kaylee's whereabouts. And for the first time in public, he revealed it.
She never was missing. Kaylee Anthony died on June 16, 2008, when she drowned in her family's swimming pool.
That awful event, he said, overwhelmed this deeply disturbed young mother, a woman who had learned to keep secrets because she had been sexually abused by her own father from an early age.
It all began when Casey was 8 years old and her father came into her room and began to touch her inappropriately. And it escalated. And it escalated.
Jose Baez's opening statement was stunning.
Wow.
Linda Kenny Bodden was once a member of Casey's defense team.
It turned the case on its head.
It turned the case upside down. What the reason was as to why somebody would not report her beautiful daughter missing.
Baez accused George Anthony of being the real villain in this case, a brutal man who intimidated his daughter for years. Baez told jurors that George found Kaylee in the pool that day, and then Casey found him holding the body of her lifeless child.
She immediately grabbed Kaylee and began to cry. And cry and cry. And shortly thereafter, George began to yell at her. Look what you've done! Your mother will never forgive you, and you will go to jail for child neglect for the rest of your freaking life.
Baez contended that Kaylee's accidental death became one more ugly family secret. A secret just like George's alleged sexual abuse.
Casey was raised to lie. She could be 13 years old, have her father's penis in her mouth,
and then go to school and play with the other kids as if nothing ever happened.
Throughout Baez's accusations, George Anthony remained stoic. Later on the stand, he would unequivocally deny the allegations against him.
Certainly the opening statement put pressure on the defense to prove the allegations it made against George.
Yeah, but defense doesn't have to prove those allegations. They have to give a hint to the allegations.
This is not a murder case. This is not a manslaughter case. This is a sad, tragic accident.
Deeply disturbed is the way she's described. I look at her face in the video and see something there that's not quite right. Doug Berman, a criminal law professor at Ohio State, said that while popular opinion came to the conclusion that Ms. Anthony was guilty, jurors had to hold to a higher standard, one of guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. The system worked or it didn't work is the question here. The job of the system is not to turn this into a Hollywood ending, but to have all of the people in the system do their job. Did they do that? 800-510-8255. We'll find out what Alan Dershowitz, noted criminal attorney and professor, has to say about this in just a few moments' time here on The Countdown.
The last thing I need carpooling this lively bunch is a dead battery. The Cirrus Blue Automotive Crew offers to check my battery before there's a problem, so I feel confident my car will start every time.
Come into Sears Auto Center for a $19.99 oil change with coupon and no shop fees. And through July 9th, save on all Michelin tires and get up to $70 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. Plus, automotive batteries are as low as $49.98. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer end dates vary from 7/9 to 7/16.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Surfer David Butcher puts Bullfrog sunblock to the test.
I use Bullfrog because it stays on. I'm a surfer. I do recall that being the surfer's choice because it was the best as far as staying on in the water the longest and providing the best sunblock. I've used many other sunscreens, and no other brand stays on in the water as long as Bullfrog, my sunscreen of choice.
Invented, tested, and trusted by surfers. Bullfrog sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Top 10 800-510-8255. Just joining us, we are embroiled in this mystery, the evidence against Kaylee Anthony, 2 years old, dead. This is 3 years in the making. This lady's been in jail for 3 years. Is that enough time? Does she walk free? She was only convicted on, three or four counts of lying. What do you think of her? What do you think of this process? And what do you think happened to this young girl? 800-510-8255. Joe, listening in Corpus Christi, Texas. What do you think, Joe?
Well, I don't know. It's a mystery to me, but I know somebody knows what happened to her outside of the Lord. But my question to you would be, is there a possibility that her father could bring a wrongful death suit against her, and would she be forced to testify in that case?
Haven't the slightest idea. Good question. Let's see what people say that are listening here at 800-510-8255 or following this on Facebook as well. The defense team and the pundits, the criminal system. Here is there's an interview that was on CNN with Alan Dershowitz. So he takes apart the criminal defense system so that we understand how it applied with the Kaylee Anthony trial in the focus.
Alan Dershowitz, let me bring you in here. I mean, from a legal point of view, were you surprised at the verdict?
You're always surprised at verdicts in cases like this. There are hundreds of people in prison, some on death row today, based on less evidence than this. This was a sufficient case to go to the jury and a sufficient case for a jury to have gone either way. It all depends on whether you trust the jury system. We have to remember that jury trials in homicide cases are not whodunits. It's not about justice for Kaylee. The prosecutor said, quote, this case is about seeking justice for Kaylee. No, it's not. It's not even about finding the truth. It's about figuring out whether or not the admissible evidence proves the charges in this case beyond a reasonable doubt. The jury very reasonably had a doubt. They didn't know when she died. They didn't know the cause of death. The government's theory was very speculative.
The defense theory was even more speculative. By the way, I don't think the defense attorney did such a great job here, getting up in front of the jury and saying he was going to prove that she was abused. Why would you argue that the defendant was abused if she didn't do it? The abuse excuse is generally something that you introduce to mitigate guilt. So he got better as it went along. But the prosecution overcharged the case. It never should have been a capital case. It never should have been a first-degree murder case. They overtried the case. They introduced absurd evidence from an expert that he could smell death. By the way, this case, even had there been a conviction, probably would have been reversed on appeal based on the junk science. So this is really a case, if you trust the jury system, if you believe that better 10 guilty go free than one innocent be wrongly confined, if you really believe in proof beyond a reasonable doubt, this is the right verdict. If you think the object of a criminal trial is whodunit, to do justice for the victim, then this produced the wrong result.
All right. How many people can you think of that were convicted wrongly in these sorts of cases? And then what's done about it? As Dershowitz said, it's not about the justice or the truth in justice. It's about finding out what the facts are. And here is a discussion of the so-called junk science the prosecution used.
Former member of Casey Anthony's defense team, Linda Kenny-Bodden.
The prosecution had to go to novel, unvalidated science to try to get a death penalty. It's the kind of science that if you went into a hospital would never be used because it would not be considered legitimate.
I want to talk about the forensics and what isn't necessarily science but more like science fiction. And you'll see that throughout the course of this trial as the state reaches that level of desperation.
In presenting his case,
all right, let's return to jury.
Defense attorney Jose Baez questioned the analysis of the evidence, and in some cases, the evidence itself.
It's a fantasy of forensics, is what it is.
The smell.
She threw the garbage in the trunk of her car. She forgot to throw out the trash. That's where the smell comes from.
The hair supposedly confirming Kelly's death.
That one hair is still something that you cannot say came from a dead person.
I can't say absolutely that that's the reason the characteristics are present, correct?
Hair banding is novel science. It's hardly ever been used.
The analysis of the air in Casey's car was especially dubious, according to the defense.
There's not a sufficiently reliable scientific method to be able to identify the presence or absence of human remains.
Where can you find chloroform?
Pretty much everywhere. It's a very common chemical in very low quantities.
800-510-8255. Okay, so junk science is the problem, is it? Here, back to Dershowitz with a focus on justice and it not really, this is very interesting, not really being a part of our criminal system.
Alan, let me just put to you, Alan, what you said to me. I mean, you said that it wasn't about justice for Kaylee, but yeah. to me, on any human level, that's exactly what this was about. And yes, you can hide behind legal semantics about what the case was technically about, but the reality is a very young girl lost her life, mm-hmm. and we appear to be no nearer the truth now than we were before, and frankly, we probably never will be now. So we haven't got justice for this girl, and people are angry about that.
Well, if you want justice, don't look to the criminal law system. That's not its job. Its job is not to produce a just result. Its job is to produce a legally correct result. We have a system that says better 10 guilty go free than one innocent be wrongly confined. If you have a 60% likelihood a person did it, you must acquit. If you think he probably did it, you must acquit. If you think he almost surely did it, you must acquit. We acquit lots of guilty people, and that's the right thing to do. When we convict an innocent person, that's the wrong thing to do. That's our system of justice. Many people don't like it. Many people think the opposite, that we have too much popular justice, too much dependent on elected prosecutors, elected judges, elected officials. The French, for example, don't understand our system with the case that's going on now with the rape in New York. They don't understand our system. They say it's much too popular.
In France, there's a professional system. They have professional judges, professional prosecutors, professional jurors. We've opted for a much more democratic system. And it means that in the end, you're going to be dissatisfied with a lot of verdicts. Just don't expect too much from our legal system. Don't expect truth. Don't expect justice, because that's not what it's supposed to give you. It's supposed to give you a legal process that only convicts if admissible evidence proves the case beyond a reasonable doubt. If you don't like that system, I got plenty of other systems for you that are more accurate. The Chinese system, the military justice system, the Russian system, many European systems, but the American system errs on the side of fleeing the guilty instead of the innocent.
Wow. The Chinese system is better than ours? Who wants to hear that, right? 800-510-8255. So do you understand the explanation there that our criminal law system is not about justice or about the truth? What do you think of that? 800-510-8255. So what's on trial here? Casey Anthony no longer on trial. Is the system? How about the media? Casey Anthony's attorney lashed out at the media after the verdict, saying, quote, "I hope this is a lesson to those of you who have indulged in media assassination for the past 3 years. Bias, prejudice, incompetent talking heads saying what would be and how to be, et cetera, et cetera." And the person that was mentioned without mentioning her name is Nancy Grace. The lawyer said, quote, "I'm disgusted by some of the lawyers that have done this, and I can tell you that my colleagues from coast to coast and border to border have condemned this whole process of lawyers getting on television and talking about cases they don't know a damn thing about." Grace said after the jury's decision, well, let's listen to Nancy Grace after the verdict of the Casey Anthony murder trial was announced.
State of Florida versus Casey Marie Anthony. As to the charge of first-degree murder, we, the jury, find the defendant not guilty.
This is cut 44, right?
Absolutely shocked. They totally got it wrong.
I cannot believe the verdict today.
You cannot convict someone until they've had their day in court.
Kaylee is dead, and her body decomposed just 15 houses away from where the Anthonys put their head on the pillow every night, every day, searching for this little girl. Now, I know it is our duty as American citizens to respect the jury system. And I do. Believe me, I do. I've struck over 100 juries. But I know one thing. As the defense sits by and has their champagne toast after that not guilty verdict, somewhere out there, the devil is dancing tonight.
All right, so that's Nancy Grace, who usually is about as obnoxious as any human being you can see, but people watch her television program. But is it true that this all of these television people were on talking, and that's part of the system? It's okay, because that's what it's like. Talk radio and talk television together are not about the facts. They're not about justice. They're about conversation. What do you think? What's your opinion? And so you have a lot of this stuff strudeling its way across the airwaves, and from it comes nothing but so much gas and hot air. It's part of our system. 800-510-8255. Coming up, the parents in scrutiny with a couple of talk hosts who really bear right down on them. That's next on the countdown.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, "How come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?"
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Dr. Ken and Doug with a health question. Does your stomach feel like a war zone? Are you downing over-the-counter stomach aids and antacids like there's no tomorrow? And still, nothing relieves your pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation?
Doug, as an MD, I see so many patients needlessly suffering from these symptoms. Relief can be as simple as balancing your digestive
health. This is why my first recommendation is to simply add Natron's Healthy Trinity, a brilliant probiotic. Again, if you suffer with occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation, let us prove to you how quickly a healthy probiotic regimen can turn things around.
Natron's Healthy Trinity, the pioneer of probiotics for 30 years, serious probiotics. Try the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't have a happy, healthier tummy in 90 days, Natron gives you your money back, no questions asked. Mention Good Day Health for a free second-day shipping and a free second bottle. Call 888-9-NATREN, N-A-T-R-E-N, 888-962-8736 or natron.com.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here with breaking news. Let's go to Jim in the chopper.
Hey, Flo, looks like Progressive is offering the Snapshot discount. It's their biggest discount ever. Should be huge.
That's big, Jim. But what's with the chopper?
What do you mean? It's a chopper. Choppers are sweet.
They kind of are.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
Spend less and get more during the buy one, get one free sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now you'll find great buy one, get one free offers on parts and accessories to keep your vehicle running right. And with O'Reilly's everyday low prices, when you buy one and get one free, you save even more. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Improving economic conditions and a pent-up demand for travel are moving Americans to spend more on summer travel in 2011 than they did in 2010. This is according to a survey by global travel assistance company Mondial Assistance USA and its Access America brand of travel insurance. Nearly one half of Americans say they're confident they'll take a summer vacation this year, up 12% from last year and up 29% from 2009. Daniel DeRazzo of Access America has more.
Not only are more Americans intending to go on vacation this summer, but those that are anticipate spending more this year. The average family intends to spend about $200 more this year than they did last year. Also, events of the last year, including tornadoes, dramatic weather, tsunamis, and civil unrest, have made it more likely that people will purchase travel insurance this year.
Among those who are confident they'll take a vacation this year, the majority said that high gas prices are their biggest concern. In all, the survey showed that Americans plan to spend $16 billion more this year on summer vacations than in 2010. I'm Patrick Davis.
Here are our hosts, Chad Hartman, Jason DeRussia, and Adam Carter, talking about the parents.
Casey Anthony found not guilty on the three major counts, not guilty. First-degree murder, not guilty. Aggravated child abuse, not guilty. Aggravated manslaughter. She's found guilty on four counts of false information given to law enforcement officers. If you're wondering again about mom and dad, Jason DeRussia, we described how, I guess we're now body language experts here, how they were reacting to it when the judge was still giving out further information, including when the sentencing would take place, which is Thursday at 8 o'clock. They left. They left before they waited to have any interaction whatsoever with their daughter. Her legal team just had an embrace. Looked like there was 8 to 10 people. Mom and dad had already left the room when that was taking place.
Speaks volumes, I think, that, you know, court cases are messy. And sometimes defense strategy includes pointing the finger at people. And, I mean, you think about that family dynamic and wonder how that ever can be repaired. But allegations that the father abused Casey Anthony and all of this mess, it's hard to imagine how those people go forward. And then the mixed emotions you have at this moment. I mean, Casey Anthony found not guilty.
Little girl
obviously,
still gone.
What a relief. Yeah, but your daughter's still dead. Your granddaughter is dead. And it's just a sad deal all the way around.
Well, and we talked early, and it was criticized by so many people, this approach, Carter, that no one had heard of before on the abuse from the dad, the abuse from the brother, and it didn't come up that much again in the trial itself. And then the defense team wasn't exactly filled with people who were experienced in defending cases like this, and they were taking a lot of abuse, not just from Nancy Grace, who's been the lead person, the top mom, and just railing on this over and over again, but a lot of legal experts I watch on different networks saying they're blowing it. They're not, they have not done it. But again, reasonable doubt. And they had to go through pages and pages of instructions, which had to take hours yesterday. So they only took fairly quick, not time-consuming whatsoever fashion, coming back with this not guilty verdict.
Check the poll at DougStefan.com on the reaction people are having to the Casey Anthony verdict. 51 past the hour on the countdown.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Following this in all kinds of ways, the info that has been a part of the discussion continuing with these fools on Court TV or those type of shows, and then the way this whole thing was presented, understanding the system. It's all part of the educational process here. Your calls as well, part of the process. John, into the arena from Owensboro, Kentucky on the countdown. Yes, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to say I think the jury did do their job correctly. I was
did or did not?
They did.
They did. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I was a jury foreman on a rape and arson murder case,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of local guilt. You know, everyone thought he was guilty, and we did not find him guilty. The state had nothing on him, quite honestly. And the way I looked at it was, I had to remove all emotion from the case and just look at the facts.
Yep. I was a jury foreman as well on a case a few years ago. The lady had been accused of drunk driving. The police had less than zero. The prosecution, the fact that this thing went to court and occupied 4.5 hours of the court's time, and then we sat in judgment for not a whole lot of time, actually, because we all thought she wasn't guilty. But the way it was put forth, it was like you were in kindergarten. The people that were hired by the state as prosecutors were just ridiculously dumb. And the way the fact this thing came to trial was an outrage, and you may have felt the same thing. John, thanks for sharing that experience. 800-510-8255. Facebook following this. Steve says, I'm outraged. I'm sure that she'll get time served for no other charges and be a free woman Thursday morning. I never have seen Nancy Grace so stunned or speechless. Bren says the prosecution failed, our justice system failed, forensics failed, common sense failed. The parents of this broad failed, and this woman failed as a human being. So what are your thoughts as we continue on now? Here, our host Dennis Pryor and Shelley Harmon asking for the jury to explain itself.
That's not exactly what I expected to hear.
I don't think it's exactly what anyone expected to hear. I think we'll all be very curious as to what the jurors have to say and why they made that decision.
If they even speak, it was ABC News legal analyst Royal Oaks who said that, will the jurors speak about this? Because there is going to be a lot of what the...
And animosity and what were you thinking?
And to go that quickly and then come up with those not guilty verdicts in the ones everybody kind of, you know, shook their head and said, this whole circus, this whole thing,
you know, I
lie after lie.
I was up in the air about the, you know, the first degree. I thought, well, probably not. But aggravated child, you know, aggravated manslaughter.
Okay, so that's the hypotheticals in this case. Or as long as you're on. Here are hosts John Williams and Elizabeth Dron talking to some of their callers about the verdict.
Hey, Marco, what's up?
Not to be too cynical about the greatness of America, but I do believe she could actually go to the courtroom steps this afternoon and confess to the entire thing and not do a day in jail. I'm just wondering also why they didn't charge her individually in separate trials to make sure that, you know, to give time for more hard evidence to come into play, because I think that she was probably let go again because of the CSI effect. But on the plus side, I did hear Nancy Grace's head blew up. So.
As was reported exclusively on this show, I might add, Marco.
You know, and it's a beautiful day out. So.
And the sun is shining.
You know, and to Marco's point, there was
thank you, Marco.
A publication yesterday out of Britain that said that they have O.J. admitting that he did kill his wife, and I can't think of the young man's name. Wow. That's terrible.
Wow. This day, we need to remember
Ron
this.
Goldman. Thank you. But that it was in self-defense because his wife went after him with the knife, and he just wrestled it away from her.
Right. He was an NFL star. She was a 5'6", 125-pound blonde.
And so he feared for his life. Like he said, though, you know, this is so bizarre. She could very well stand on the court steps today and go, yeah, so.
Well, I was half kidding and half serious when I said it's true. In America, you ain't nobody getting thrown in jail doesn't belong there. You have to make a case. And we have always agreed that we will err on the side. It's better to let how does that old saying go? It's better to let 10 guilty men go free than one innocent man get convicted. Well, we're up to two now. There's
right,
two right
and,
there.
This guy, I don't know who this guy is. I don't know this host. But that's about the dumbest statement that I've ever heard regarding something like this. There are plenty of people in jail who don't belong there. What are you talking about, sir? And maybe there are people who are not in jail who do belong there. That could be the case with Casey Anthony. Maybe we'll never know, but the discussion, you can be sure, will continue.